And a legendary performer in the music industry has died. Tina Turner passed away today at her home in Switzerland. Stephanie Tsai looks back on her remarkable life and career.
She was the undisputed queen of rock and roll, a black woman who conquered every stage with unleashed sexuality, power, and raw emotion. In a career spanning 8 decades, Tina Turner sold more than 100 million records, won 12 Grammys, and in 2021 was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Born in the Tennessee Delta, Turner rose to fame with Ike Turner. The Ike and Tina Turner Review broke out with a bevy of hits, including Proud Mary.
Proud Mary, keep on burning, burning, rolling.
Turner's soulful rasp and stage presence enthralled fans. But behind the scenes, she was a victim of domestic violence. Turner endured more than a decade of husband Ike Turner's beatings and infidelity. The late Ike once broke her jaw. Years later, she explained why she stayed as long as she did in the relationship to Australian 60 Minutes.
It became a way of life. It was on hold, I have to say, as far as I can remember now. I had put everything on hold because it was just an existence of children being involved, debts. Where is it to go? You know, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
Thousands of women watching this program in that very situation.
Yeah.
What advice would you give?
My advice is make up your mind and don't go back. I was prepared to go through whatever I had to go through with Ike Turner, even if it was death, because I would never go back.
She did initially struggle. Getting a solo recording contract wasn't easy. But when she did come back, it was by storm with the 1984 album Private Dancer. By then, in her mid-40s, the album's song What's Love Got to Do With It became her best-selling single. After her comeback, she published a groundbreaking autobiography. I, Tina, was adapted to the silver screen with Tina Turner played by Angela Bassett.
This is the way we do. Proud Mary.
As a live performer, Turner was an original, inspiring the likes of Mick Jagger and Beyonce. The moves and that voice. She was simply the best. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai.